ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಕಲ್ಪತರ ಗಣಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಶೂಕಮುಖಾದಂ ತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪೀಬತ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಳಯಂ ರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭೂಯಿ ಭಾವುಕ ಹೂ ಇನ್ವೈಟ್ ಸಚ್ ರಸಿಕ ಭಕ್ತಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಲೋ ನೆಕ್ಟಾರಿಯನ್ ಮೆಲೋ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಏಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಹೂ ಇನ್ವೈಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಕಮ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಇನ್ವೈಟ್ ಸದ್ಯ ಹೃದಯ ಬರುದ್ಯ ತೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿ ತತ್ಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಸರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ತುಲ್ಯ ಭಾಗವತ ವಿಭು ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ರಯ ಆಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ವಿಭು ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ರಯ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸಮಾನ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಐ ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸದ್ಯ ಹೃದಯ ಬರುದ್ಯ ತೇಯತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿ ತತ್ಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ The Lord, Supreme Lord, who is there in the heart, immediately becomes awakened by development of the desire only. I'll go and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Bhakta Bhagavata. Jao Bhagavata Bhada Vaishnivarasthane Kantrasya Kuru Chaitanya Charan. One should go and approach a Bhakta Bhagavata, which is an embodiment of Bhagavata. And hear, study Bhagavata from him. Because Bhaktya, Bhagavatam Grajyam. Only through Bhakti one can understand Bhagavata, enter into Bhagavata. Otherwise nobody can understand. So one is Bhakta Bhagavata, Duisthane Bhagavata Nam Suna Jai. A Grantha Bhagavata or a Bhakta Bhagavata, isn't it? In two places we hear this name Bhagavata. But at those two places, a Grantha Bhagavata or a Bhakta Bhagavata. Is Grantha, scripture, is Bhagavata, Bhakta is Bhagavata also. Isn't it? Bhakta Bhagavata. Mahabhagavata, great Bhagavata, great devotee, is Bhakta Bhagavata, embodiment of Bhagavata. You understand? So, Dui Bhagavata Dvara Diya Bhakti Rasa. You understand? Dui Bhagavata Dvara Diya Bhakti Rasa. This Bhakti Rasa is received through these two Bhagavatas. Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. ತಹಾರ್ ಹೃದಯ ತಾರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮೆ ಹೋಯೆ ಬಸ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿನ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾರತಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಮಮಳಂ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಪಮರ್ಥ ಮಹಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುರ್ ಮತಂ ಇದಂ ತತ್ರ ಆದರ ನಾಪರ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾರತಂ ಸ್ಪಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ಪ್ರೂಫ್ ಅಮಳ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಪಮರ್ಥ ಮಹಾನ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ತತ್ವ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾರತಂ ದುಯ ಭಾಗವತ ದ್ವಾರಾ ದಿಯಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಸ ತಾರ ಹೃದಯ ತಾರ ಪ್ರೇಮಿ ಹೋಯ ಬಸ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಸ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಸ ಮೇಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಭಾಗವತ ಗ್ರಂಥ ಭಾಗವತ ಭಕ್ತ ಭಾಗವತ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಲವ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರೇಮಿ ಹೋಯ ಬಸ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ Prem bhakti only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source, bona fide source. That is what made. Sabe purusartha bhakti bhagavate hoy. Prema rupa bhagavata sari vede gaya. Chari veda dadhi bhagavata navanita mathile na suke khaile na parikita. All purusartha, dharma artha kama mokhya is gauna and Mukhya Phit Purusartha is Prem Bhakti. You get everything from Srimad Bhagavatam. Prema Rupa Bhagavata Chari Vedagaya. In four Vedas this has been said or sung that Bhagavata is the, what you say, embodiment of Prema. Prema Rupa. Chari Veda Dadi Bhagavata Navanita Mathilena Suke Khailena Parikita. In four Vedas will be Jogrut. You know Jagrut? Jagrut, dadhi, that means milk mixed with a seed. Kheera datha dadhi vikara vishesa jogat. Sanjayate nahi tato prithagasti heto. About Siva tato, he said this in Brahma Sangita. If you mix some seed into kheera, the milk, then it becomes dadhi. You say jogrut. What do you say in English? Curd. Yes, curd. Jagrata. You understand Jagrata? Prabhupada used this word, Jagrata. Chari Veda Dodhi Bhagavata Nabanita. Chari four Vedas are Jagrata. Then you turn that Jagrata, then butter will come out, Nabanita. This is Bhagavata. It's Nabanita. Nathilena Sukhe, Khailena Parikhita. Sukhdev Goswami turned it, and the butter came out, Parikhita ate it. Nathilena Sukhe, Khailena Parikhita. This is Bhagavata Tulasi Gungaya Bhakta Jani Chaturdha Vigraha Krishna Itarishana. In material world, we'll find four manifestations of Krishna. That is Bhagavata, Tulasi, Ganga, and Bhakta. You understand? Four manifestations of Krishna here, in this material world. Bhagavata Shastra se Bhaktir Tattva koi, tehi Bhagavata sama kon Shastra na. It's Bhakti Tattva. Sudha Bhakti Tattva. Pure Bhakti. Prem Bhakti Tattva has been said. Therefore, no scripture is as good as Bhagavata. So only we have to hear Bhagavata. Sadya Hudya Varudhyate Yatra Kutivi Susru Suvhi Tatkana. It is such a scripture. Only by developing such desire to hear Bhagavata, that Krishna who is there in your heart becomes awakened. Not only that, if you hear from the right source, you will get that frame through which Krishna will become bound up. Sadya Hrudya Varudhya. Varudhya means becomes bound up. Such is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? So Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, daily activity, we should do. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam and serve Srimad Bhagavata daily. Daily activity. Because that is the goal of our life, to achieve that prem bhakti. Let us come to the test. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 14, text. Which text? 24. Asyam sadhvi sanjhayam bhagavan bhutabhavana parito bhutaparsadvi vrishana tati bhutarat. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva, the king of the Ghosts, sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time accompanied by Ghosts who follow him for prayer. Please repeat translation. Lord Shiva, the king of the Ghosts, sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time accompanied by Ghosts who follow him for their welfare. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva or Rudra is the king of the Ghosts. Ghostly characters worship Lord Shiva to be gradually guided towards a path of self-realization. Mayavadi philosophers are mostly worshippers of Lord Shiva, and Sripad Shankaracharya is considered to be the incarnation of Lord Shiva for preaching godlessness to the Mayavadi philosophers. Ghosts are bereft of physical body because of their grievously sinful acts such as suicide. The last resort of ghostly characters in human society is to take shelter of suicide, either material or spiritual. Material suicide causes loss of physical body, and spiritual suicide causes loss of individual identity. Mayavadi philosophers desire to lose their individuality and merge into the impersonal spiritual Brahmajyoti existence. Lord Shiva, being very kind to the Ghosts, sees that although they are condemned, they get physical bodies. He places them into the wombs of women who indulge in sexual intercourse regardless of the restrictions on time and circumstances. Kasyapa wanted to impress this fact upon Diti so that she might wait for a while. Particular time is most inauspicious, previous verse says, because at this time horrible looking ghosts and constant companions of Lord of Ghosts are visible. Therefore this question of time factor is there. So we wait, just wait. Let this junction of day and night, the sunday evening, is most auspicious. Inauspicious time for this Garbhadhana is not good at all. you wait for it. Therefore, when this Garbhadhana is a, I was telling that thing, story is one of the 10 sanskaras, purificatory ceremonies. Beginning from Garbhadhana to Upanayana. 10 purificatory ceremonies are there, sanskara. So, human life is rarely achieved. It has its highest purpose, that is to achieve the fifth purusartha, Krishna Prem Bhakti. It is not meant for any other purposes. So when we beget child, so we should be very careful that we beget good child, Krishna conscious child. We should not beget the bastard children, Varna Sankara, that will create disturbances in the society. Now society is filled with Varna Sankaras, bastard children. No sanskar, no purificatory ceremony, they never abide by these restrictions, he says. Regardless, this indulge in sexual intercourse, regardless of these restrictions on time and circumstances. Therefore, Kasyapa wanted to impress this fact upon deity so that she might wait for a while. They never abide by these restrictions given by Shastra, restrictions given by sadhu, gurus. Do you understand? Therefore, bastard children take bath. They are filled in the society, so there are so many disturbances, problems are created. We want to fill the society with Krishna conscious children. Those who are grihasthas, if have capacity, you produce as many children as you can. If you can maintain them, take care of them properly, give them training on this path of Krishna consciousness. Tell the society, it's such children, Krishna conscious children. Then society will be peaceful and prosperous society. Just there will be no disturbances at all. Happy, peaceful, prosperous society. It's Krishna conscious society. Therefore sadhu accepts sansara. What is the need? What is the need? Jan vaithunadi groham yedi sukhaṁ ituchaṁ kanvayanan karayare iva dukha dukhaṁ kripana nihatrupyanti bahudukkavada kandativana manasija visayeta dhira. Prahlāda Mahārāja says, 7th canto, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. What is this groham yedi sukha, vaithuna sukha, sexual enjoyment? Spit at it. Tuchaṁ. What is this? Real pleasure, enjoyment, grooming, a worm in the stool enjoys sex, reopening the human being. You want that thing? Your life is not meant for it. Some higher purpose. Achievement of that fifth purusartha Krishna prem. Therefore, Shastra has imposed, given some restrictions. And guru, sadhu, they give restrictions. This is, this time factor is there. Therefore we have that auspicious moment, auspicious day to come, that I was telling yesterday. This purificatory ceremony is not animal-like enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, regardless of restriction, time and circumstances. This word Shastra, you find. Shastra, this word is derived from Sasdhatu. Sas means sasan, discipline. The word Sishya is also derived from Sasdhatu. Sishya means one who is under discipline, is Sishya. Sasdhatu, Shastra. Shastra gives you some discipline, inflicts some discipline on you. And Guru inflicts discipline. Sadhu, Mahajan, Guru. With this discipline you will be restricted. Otherwise you will indulge in unrestricted sense enjoyment. Isn't it? So this restriction is for you, human beings. Not this restriction is for animals other than human beings. They can. Such restriction cannot be imposed upon them. But it is for you. But your life is meant for noble purpose. You understand? Not for suffering in hell and becoming a worm in this throne. If you want, you see, here he says, Lord Shiva, being very kind to the ghosts, sees that although they are condemned, they get physical bodies, regardless, into the womb of women who indulge in sexual intercourse, regardless of the restrictions on time and circumstances. Shiva does also these things. He puts the ghosts into that womb. Horrible creatures. And demoniac persons. Now the two demons will take bath, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu. Because Diti does not prepare to abide by these restrictions. Now she is demanding her husband this sexual intercourse. You understand? So we have this shastra. Shastra gives restrictions. Shastadhatu. And Guru is there who gives restriction. So we have this restriction, we are saying that thing, and also you'll find in Veda, this is Veda. This Srimad Bhagavatam is fifth Veda, Pancham Veda, essence of all Vedas, Upanishads, is known as Pancham Veda, fifth Veda. And Vedic proof is the spotless proof, Veda Praman, and because Maya Mugdha Jiver Nahi Krishna Smuti Gyan, Jivere Krupaya Kele Krishna Veda Puran, Maya Mugdha Jiva, conditioned soul, has forgotten Krishna completely, so far out of mercy, Jivere Kripaya, out of mercy, was this conditioned soul, Krishna, get this Veda Puranas. You understand? So what is it Veda Purana says? That should be understood in tattva. Therefore, Guru, Tattvacharya is there. Shastra, Guru. Guru is there, who will teach you, give you, impart you tattva jnana. So, Veda, Veda iti dharmam brahma cha Veda. Veda iti dharmam brahma cha Veda. What is Veda? Just the definition of Veda. This is definition of Veda. Veda iti dharmam brahma cha Veda. That shastra, that scripture, who teaches Nitya dharma, eternal dharma, supreme dharma, parama dharma, bhagavata dharma in other words, and para brahma tattva. You understand? Teaches about supreme truth, para brahma tattva, that is Veda. It's meant for us, meant for human beings. You understand? And this bhagavatam is known as fifth Veda, pancham Veda, is the essence of all Vedas. And there is one Vedanga. Vedanga means the limbs of Veda. Veda, Vedanta, Vedanga. Vedanta, the end of Veda, the topmost person of Veda is known as Upanishadas. Then Vedanta, end of Veda, Veda. Topmost person of Veda is Upanishadas. And there one category is known Vedanga. Vedanga means the limbs of Veda, which is required, which will help you in studying Veda. Therefore, the Vedanga Shastra is there. There are these six Vedanga Shastra. Do you know what are the six Vedanga Shastras? Sikhya, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirupta, Chanda, Jyotisha. You understand? These are six Vedanga Shastras. Sikhya, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirupta, Chanda, Jyotisha. You understand? What is Sikhya? Vishnu Suktadinam Karaswarade Jnayanaya Sikhya. That is Sikhya. That means Vishnu mantras are there. Sukta means mantras. Hymans are there in Veda. And how can you pronounce it correctly? That is taught in the Sikhya portion. Sikhya Shastra Vedanga. Then Kalpa. Anuparibya Kalpa. What is that? That means so many Vedic sacrifice yajñas are there, isn't it? Yajña karma. Yajña, you understand? Sacrifice, you say, fire sacrifice like this. And that kalpa shastra teaches you how to perform what type of yajña. What is the procedure? You understand? That is kalpa. Then vyakarana means grammar. In English you say grammar. Sadhutvasya vyakaranam. Correctly, without mistake. Do you understand? There should not be grammatical mistake, rhetoric mistake. Do you understand? So many mistakes are there. How can you correctly form, write and speak according to rules of grammar and rhetoric? That background teaches you. Background portion is designed. Then nirukta. Padarthasya niruktam. Nirukta means dictionary, kosha. The meanings are given there, it's a nirukta dictionary. It's understand, it's Vedic dictionary, it's nirukta. Then sandha, mantranam sandha. These mantras are there, and they are written in specific meter. Gayatri sandha, that sandha, that sandha is there. You understand? So that sandha, Vedanga Sastra teaches that. Then said jyotisa. Sri Vishnur Mahasavadi Samayasya Jyotihi. You understand? Jyotisa is astronomy, astrology. You understand? The astrology says, what is the date, auspicious day, auspicious star, nakshatra, auspicious graha, planet, auspicious planet, graha, auspicious star, auspicious day, auspicious moment. So accordingly, it is determined, it's calculated. So on that day, this festival will take place. You understand, the festival, as we observe, we have Vaishnava calendar, Panjika, it's calculated and determined. You understand? This will be Janmashtami day, Ram Navami day, and this Radhashtami day, appearance of Varahadeva, appearance of Narasimhadeva, appearance of Vamanadeva, you understand? And Gaurapurnima day, you understand? Appearance of Nityananda Prabhu, appearance of Baladeva Prabhu, like that, Vishnu, so many festivals we perform according to Panchika, it's determined, calculated, that auspicious day, auspicious planet, auspicious nakshatra, star, auspicious movement, say Mahendra Yoga, Amruta Yoga, in calendar Panchika will find. When we start, go out to somewhere, we see Panchika, what is the Mahendra Yoga, what is Amruta Yoga, that is auspicious moment, that moment I'll start, then I'll achieve success, come out successful, and my effort. For what purpose I am going out, isn't it? So this is Jyotisha Shastra. So here this is here, say, why this Kashyapa Muni say, please wait. Please wait. This is the restriction of time and circumstances. This is inauspicious moment, not auspicious. Wait for the auspicious moment. Do you understand? Wait for the auspicious moment. Then we'll have this sexual intercourse, then nice child will be begotten. Otherwise, in this inauspicious moment, if we indulge in sexual intercourse, this ghostly, demoniac children will be begotten. It will create so much disturbance in the society, create so much, bring so much destruction to the Brahma's creation. Isn't it? We don't want so. It's detrimental to the human society. Why shall we indulge in such inauspicious moment, listen, sexual intercourse, please wait. Therefore he says, this is question. So, here you'll find in the material world, people are, those conditioned souls, they've forgotten everything, they know their body only, and they know the demand of the body that should be fulfilled, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. It's demand of the body. And body is the everything. And fulfill this demands is the be-all and end-all of our life. They know this much. They don't know. Who are they? What is their real identity? Isn't it? Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhāsimad Bhāgavata will find, this has Bhagavad Gita, first lesson is there. Krishna taught that lesson. You are not body, you are spirit soul. You are spirit soul. You are not body. So what is the requirement of the soul? But you are running after fulfilling the bodily needs. eating, sleeping, depending and mating, isn't it? All are running after it. All are mad after it, isn't it? All are mad after it. And those who are making nice arrangements of this eating, sleeping, depending and mating, they are considered what? Fittest persons. Fittest persons. Survival of the fittest, isn't it? Survival of the fittest. Yogyatamera udvartana. Survival of the fittest. He is proved very unfit. He cannot make all these nice arrangements of the eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Unfit person. Radhana Prabhu, unfit person. Survival of the fittest. One who can do is fittest person. He's considering here. Isn't it? Huh? But you don't know who are you. You are not body. You are the spiritual or the need of the soul. Huh? You are not running after this, but you are mad after this bodiness, especially this lust. Kama. Isn't it? You are mad of this kama. This mating. Diti is like mad now. She is not prepared to abide by these restrictions of sastra. You see? So mad. He's so mad. And many are mad. All are mad, almost, isn't it? Huh? Kama pagala. Mad after this lust. Huh? This lust also makes one mad. That's a fact. But don't be mad after this. If you want to be mad, mad after prema. Why are you mad after kama? Huh? Such a foolish person, rascal you are. Huh? You're mad after karma. Be mad after prema. The love. Do you understand? That is what needed. You want to be mad? Oh, like madness is very good. But mad after prema. Do you understand? So Mahaprabhu came. He taught her that thing. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu, do you understand? Gave us sugar-coated quinine. Sugar-coated quinine. Do you understand? Huh? The child is sick, cut off with malaria. The quinine is the medicine. But it's so bitter. If you give it not first food, but give a sugar coating under it. Very nice, then swallow it. So Mahaprabhu gave sugar coating quinine. Yes, you want to be mad? All right, I'll make you mad. What is that? Parjyatriga. Gito, bhadyo, nrutya. Huh? Those who are mad after this lost karma, what they are doing in your waist, it is rampant. Their nude clubs are there. The young boys and girls go there, nude, dance. Like this. They're dancing, they're singing and playing some instruments, musical instruments. They're mad. Mahaprabhu came alive. You'll dance, you'll sing, play music. So we have three things. Do you understand? Chanting Hare Krishna. We are dancing. No training is required. You start chanting Hare Krishna. A child dances, a old man dances, a young man dances, young lady dances, old lady, everybody dances. It's natural dancing. Do you understand? Natural dancing. It's no training. So, those who want to dance are training. Some taro, mano, loya, some posar, danga, like this, like this, like this. But you are not training. Naturally you'll dance. And also, chanting is there, sangeeta is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And playing a mridang, playing a karta, playing in musical instrument, harmonium also you may play, string instrument, veena also you may play, violin you may play, chant the holy name. Lord, so many nice bhajanas of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Das Thakur's bhajans are there, Vidyapati, Chandidas, so many Vaishnava poets, and this Jayadev, Gita Govinda, so many nice songs. They have written, you chant, you dance, you play. Do you understand? Krishna prasad, nice prasad, very tasty. This is sugar-coated quinine. You want to take part, you have become mad at loss, now you become mad at prema, love. Mahaprabhu came and taught us this thing and gave this sugar-coated quinine. Do you understand? I was saying that thing. Again I say, this Mahaprabhu Sankirtana is a Sankirtana Ras. It's Sankirtana Ras. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna is always engaged in a Ras or dance with the gopis, with Radha, headed by Radharani. So Mahaprabhu came, that we say, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. Isn't it? Is Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. Ratina Janmilo Kene Thai. Mahaprabhu brought this Golokera Premadhana. What is going on in Golok? In Golok, this Ras dance is going on. Krishna is dancing with gopis headed by Radharani in a Ras dance. It's of pure prem. Do you understand? There is no tinge of calm, no tinge of lust at all. They are all mad after this prem. Do you understand? Dancing. What the gopis are doing, you see? At the dead of night, they are so mad. So mad. At the dead of night, when they hear this sweet singing, sweet singing of the flute, flute of Krishna at dead of night, they ran to the jungle of Vrindavan, breaking their family ties is very, very difficult to break. That is a Grihasunkhala, Durjaya Grihasunkhala. Durjaya Grihasunkhala. Family ties, they have husbands, they have father-in-laws, mother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, superior persons are there in the family, members are there. A chaste lady should not go out of the house, she'll become unchaste, she'll be condemned in the society. Prostitute, she's a prostitute. Shameless woman. And at the dead of night, even in the daytime, if a woman comes out, a housewife comes out of his family atmosphere, goes out, she's condemned. Such an unchaste lady. Vesya, prostitute. She brought this Vedic restriction, family bondage. This is Vedic restriction, Veda Dharma is there, isn't it? But they broke. They broke. Durjara Grosunkhala is very difficult to break, but they broke. They broke. Do you understand? Because they are mad. They are mad. Mad after this Krishna prem. Do you understand? In 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find it. You'll find it. You'll find in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam that has been said, how they have mad after this, you see. Pati sutannaya bhratruvandhavan ati vilangyate antyachyudagata gati vidastavad gita mohita kitavad josit kishtya jannisi. Do you understand? Gopi is saying. Do you understand? Oh Krishna! We have... Don't you know why have we come here in this dead of night? Pati at Suta Bhatru Bandhavan, giving up our husband, our relatives, our sons, our brothers, our friends. Do you understand? Breaking this family tie, we have come here at the dead of night. You are such a duplicitous person, property. You don't know why we have come here. Tava Gita Mohita. We are so much enchanted by your singing of the flute. So we have come here. You don't know? And you are leaving us? Such damsels? Can any male live? You are leaving such a duplicitous person. They're mad. They are mad, isn't it? These madmen. A madman can do break all restrictions, isn't it? Now, Dhiti is going to break all these restrictions, restrictions of sastra, time, place, circumstance. He says, mad after lost. But if you want to become mad, mad after this law, not lost. Kama. In Sanskrit we say kama, lost. Prema, love. It's golokera prema dhana. Harinama Sankirtana. Mahaprabhu brought that Golokera Premadhan is Harinama Sankirtana. Is Sankirtana Rasa. You understand? Sankirtana Rasa. Very nice illustration to find my Guru Maharaj given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now the gopis are doing that Sankirtana. You understand? Headed by Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then down you find Mahaprabhu is doing that Sankirtana here, surrounded with the devotees. It's Golokya Premadhana. Namneva Pradurasid Avatarati Tav Naumi Gauram. That Gaura gave that prema through chanting this holy name. He brought it. Why are you mad after lust? Now mad after prema, love. Do you understand? This perverted. Perverted form of love is lost. This love is not never found here in this material world. It's Golok or Premanand. It's found in Golok. But Mahaprabhu has brought it here for you because you are becoming mad at lost. Do you understand? Don't become mad at lost. Become mad at this prem. As gopis have become mad. So when Mahaprabhu was chanting, he was becoming ecstatic and mad. And 10th canto Bhagavata also says that thing. Krishna Prema Unamatta. Become mad in Krishna Prema. Evam Rata So Priyanama Kirtya Jatanurago Dutati Tauchai Hasatyatho Rodati Rauti Gayati Unavada Mananatyati Lokabaya. 10th canto. I mean, say 11th canto. It's 11th canto. 11:240 verse. You may see it. This verse is there. Evam Rata So Priyanama Kirtya Jata anurago, drutati tauchai, hasatyatho, rodati, rauti, gayati, unumadamata. Unumadam means like madman. Unumadamata, rodati, rauti, gayati, nutyati, lokubhaya. You understand? If you are really chanting this pure name of Krishna, you become ecstatic. Mahaprabhu was becoming so ecstatic, isn't it? Hari hari balite nayanu bahenira. Gauranga balite habe pulaka swarira. Nartan Das Thakur has sung that song, Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira, Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira. Yes, uttering the name of Gauranga, your whole body will be ecstatic. Pulaka sarira. The hairs on the body will be erected, romancho. Kena, why? 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 Hari, hari balite nayanu bahe nira Gauranga balite habe phulaka sarira Gauranga balite habe phulaka sarira Hari Hari Balite Na Yanu Bhave Nira Hari Hari Balite Na Yanu Bhave Nira. That is the reason. Gauranga is Lord Hari himself. But chanting name of Hari Sarsthiyar. Then this is Premasru. Shedding the tear of love. Out of excess of love. Tears roll down, isn't it? Chakshusa prabhusa itam sikhyastaka. Chakshusa prabhusa itam juga itam nimisena chakshusa prabhusa itam kada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Oh Lord, when that day will come, when that moment will come, by chanting your name, the tears will roll down from my eyes like torrential rain. Isn't it?
Huh? This question of love, pure love.
Huh?
And Mahaprabhu was shedding tears, crying, rarudyamana. Mahaprabhu was crying. He's teaching you. I say, Mahaprabhu came to teach you how to surrender. Yesterday evening I was telling that thing. Example is better than precept. Krishna thought of only, I have theoretically said, I have not demonstrated practically how to surrender. I have to go again. So he came again as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Huh? To teach you how to surrender. This question of surrender. Your surrender is artificial. Either artificial or partial or conditional. It's not true surrender, not complete surrender. It's hypocrisy only. It's only hypocrisy, nothing else. Mahaprabhu teaches how to surrender. It's a question of praying. You understand? I'm speaking about Uddhava Sandesh. Question of love exchange. That's it. Evam prata sopriya nama kitya data anurāga vadudati tautsai hasapyatho rodati rauti gāyati unumāvavat nutyati lokabhāya.
Never cares what public will say. Gopis were never caring. They are condemned, you see. Oh, prestigious.
Kopāna jāti jamunā pulinam manu rādhāname kulotāpa bāva.
Huh? Who is not going to Jamuna?
Huh? But Radha goes. Radha becomes prostitute.
Kulata.
That apavad is there.
But that's already. Never caring for it.
It's mad after Krishna. This is madness.
But you are mad after lust.
Huh?
Become mad after prem.
Mahaprabhu has brought that thing.
Huh?
When someone will chant this Harinam, Hare Krishna, Nam Kirtan, with pray, then stand, a pencil sand in pure name, he gets pray, and he's careless. He never cares for anybody's ninda or prasanna, how do you say? Praise or condemnation, isn't it? Never cares. Like a madman, he sings, he dances, he cries and he rolls on the ground. This is madness. Chanting the holy name. And Mahaprabhu was doing that thing. Sometimes falling pain. Isn't it? It's ecstasy. This is the question of love. And our life is meant for that love. It's Krishna praying. You understand? Therefore all these restrictions are there. The restriction of Shastra, the restriction of Guru. Then nice child will be begotten, become Krishna conscious, Krishna bhakta, and his life, he'll achieve perfection of life. Do you understand? And let me say one thing and conclude, though I have enough to say. It's kama and prema. Do you understand? Kama means lust, prema means love in English. This kama and prema apparently look alike. Alike, isn't it? One becomes mad after kama, but one becomes mad after prema. But prema is not available here in this material world. It's perverted condition, prema. It's lost, is here. But Mahaprabhu brought this thing, how you develop prema and become mad after it. Gopis have become mad after this, and not only gopis, I say this is reciprocal. Krishna also becomes mad after this prema. Radha Prema. Do you understand? Krishna becomes mad after Radha Prema. Gopis become mad after Krishna Prema. This is also respectful. This is madness. Do you understand? It says, these pieces of glass and pieces of diamond look alike, isn't it? Huh? Pieces of glass and pieces of diamond apparently look alike. But there is hell and heaven demands. Similarly, kama and prema alike, apparently alike, but there is difference of hell and heaven. You see, this word kama, how it is formed, if you have Sanskrit, if no Sanskrit grammar, it is framed from kam dhatu, Dharbal root come. And prema, word prema is framed from Dharbal root pri. It's kam dhatu and pri dhatu. Do you understand me? Try to understand my language, faulty language. Yeah? The meaning is same. The meaning of kam dhatu, meaning of pri dhatu is tripti bancha, desiring enjoyment. Do you understand? It's pri. But kam dhatu means, kama means, so indriya priti bancha, that you desire your own sense gratification, giving pleasure to your own sense, that is kama. But Krishna indriya priti bancha bhare prema nama. If you desire for giving pleasure to the sense of Krishna, then that is prema. The meaning is same. Kam dhatu and pri dhatu apparently looks alike, but hell and heaven difference. Laha and Swarna, he said. Kama prema dhankara vivina lakhyana laho ara hema jaitse sarupe vilakhyana. Kaviraj Goswami said, this difference. One is iron, other is gold. Kama is like iron, prema is like gold. So difference, but apparently look alike. So don't become mad after this lust, now become mad after this prema. That's good. So we have these restrictions. Wait for it. Vasyam says, wait, please wait. But Didi is not prepared to wait. Yes? Any question here? Little time? I have enough, so we have some questions. Very little time. Any question? One question arose last day. I said, the Shastra says, if your wife have this period, Rutu, your husband should go and meet. Do you understand? This one simon. The Jayadita Swami asked me that question. Like, if every month the husband will meet so many children, why it is? Once pregnancy, then 1 year is, there's no cohabitation for 1 year. No menstruation. Do you understand? But the women have gotten boon from Indra that during time of pregnancy they will enjoy sex. That they have got that boon from Indra because they have accepted some portion of his Brahmatya dos. So Indra gave them such boon. But Shastra restricts. No. Finished. And Guru restricts. So after 1 year, then that menstruation period may come. So, then that question arises now. But then Shastra restriction, the Shastra allows, the Guru is the next controller. Who knows Shastra Tattva. So both husband and wife should accept bona fide Guru, Vaishnava Guru. Guru Karna Dhara, his steering holder. You cannot go hither and thither, steering holder. Karna Dhara. Also another word, Guru will catch hold of your ear and slap you, rascal, what are you doing? So take permission from Guru. Shall I beget another child? If Guru says yes, then not. No, no. This restriction is there. Thank you. Then your time is there.
Guru Pada. My spiritual master, beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj has mentioned that in his purport. You understand? This is brahmachari training. And you should believe in all these instructions, Sadhu Shastra Guru, Adho Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, associated with Sadhu. Then, adho sraddha tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajana kriya. And in that category, tata sadhu sangha, the association of sadhu means accepting a bona fide spiritual master. Tata bhajana kriya, then bhajana kriya, how to do bhajana, Krishna bhajana. You understand? The object of bhajana is Krishna. Bhajaniya vastu Krishna. You understand? And that spiritual master teaches you that. He knows how to do Krishna bhajan. And your duty is to do Krishna bhajan, isn't it? And you should be taught by a bona fide spiritual master, isn't it? In this way, gradual process. Adu sraddha tato sadhu sango prabhodana kriya tato anortha duty, then comes. Gradual process. Brahmachari to any. In Srimad Bhagavata 11th canto, it also states, Bhagavan Krishna says to Uddhava, what are the duties of brahmachari? Do you know it?
Call it dikya.
Yes, yes, yes. For whom?
For the spiritual master.
For the spiritual master. The only duty. It's the only duty, only to collect bhikkhya.
Following any instruction given by spiritual master, and I say.
Direction. Judgment found in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Divyam prapyanu kurva janmo payanayanam dijaha vasan guru kule danto brahma bhita chahuta. Ask God. No? Because no. When the disciple takes initiation, you understand, becomes brahmachari. Is known as brahmachari. Guru, the spiritual master, does the sanskar kriya, purification, perform purificatory rites, sacrifices, yogya, isn't it? Thereby, he gets second birth, dvija. It's known as dvija, isn't it? Spiritual master gives him second birth. First birth? From father and mother, from semen, isn't it? Father's semen, mother's womb. First birth. Second birth when accepting spiritual master and takes initiation. The second birth becomes, thereby becomes brahmachari. And spiritual master gets that birth. So spiritual master is his father and mother. Both. You understand? Say se parama bandho, say pita mata. Sri Krishna sarone jai prema bhakti data. Say din chattana. You understand? Your spiritual master is our supreme friend. He is our father and mother. You understand? Because he has given me this same birth. He has given me new life, second life. He has opened my eyes. Bhakti chakshu. So that eye I can see the Supreme Lord Krishna. Isn't it? The spiritual master performs all sorts of sanskaras, specifically. Right, the ceremony. You understand? There are 10 dasavidha sanskaras in Vedas mentioned. 10 types of sanskaras. You know it? Beginning from Garbhadhana up to Upanayana. You understand? Garbhadhana to Upanayana. 10 sanskaras are there, mentioned in Veda, in scripture. Some of those sanskaras we perform here. That day we perform Mahaprabhu's son, the saving ceremony, Chudakaran. That is out of 10 sanskaras. You understand? And it ends at Upanayana. Then brahmachari will stay in Gurukula. He will be trained how to control mind and senses and study Vedas. under the guidance of spiritual master. Then comes second instruction. Atajam mam vijanyam navman netkari chitna matri buddha svete sarva Bhagavan Krishna says, Atajam mam vijanyam navman netkari chitna Namartya Buddha Sveta Sarvadeva Maya. One who is Acharya, spiritual master, is the representative of Supreme Lord Hari. Sakshat Dharitena Samastha Sastri. He is as good as Hari. You understand? You should not treat him as an ordinary human being. You understand? That is say, Sarvadeva Maya Guru. All the demigods are there in his body. You understand? Then comes so many things. Sayam prātarupāni abhaikyam tasmi nivedet jacchanna dapta anujñāt nupajunji tasanjata. Then stand. Early in the morning, brahmacari will get up from his bed, rise. And then mangalārti, all these things, listening to Srimad Bhāgavatam, then get out for which. Collection of Vikya, return in the evening. You understand? Sayam prataha pani bhaikyam tasmin nivedet, whatever he gets, give everything to spiritual master. You understand? That's brahmachari's duty. Whatever Vikya he collects, give everything to spiritual master. Then, out of mercy, the spiritual master will give something for the brahmachari. Yes, you, this is for your prasad. Then you will take prasad. No, prasad. Don't stand, Murari. Are you doing like that? You're not doing. Doing?
Oh. The temple?
Temple.
Yeah.
Whatever is given is Guru gives you.
But now I'm in the West, I'm collecting for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes myself I keep Lakshmi, but I can take some just for strict necessary, to buy something soft.
Yes, that it says here that we are singing from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Javan nirbaha pratigraha. Ekadasi puva. Javan nirbaha means what is then necessary for keep this body and soul together. Keep this body fit for the service of Guru. That is only acceptable, not more than that. So many other instructions are there. Now time is over. You understand? Second thing, Uriya is
finished. Say something in order?
I don't know if many times they have said.
जय श्री प्रभुपाद जी महाराज के
जय
श्री गुरुदेव के
जय
समवेत भक्त वृंद के
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद के निदाय गौर प्रेमानंदे
नाम अतुल्य
निर्जानी
लीला तनु
विकृतानी
ददाति हर्षत्कुलक सुगद्गदं कंठ गायति रौति नृत्यति निसन्न कर्माणि गुणान् अतुल्यान् विज्ञानि लीला तनुभि कृतानि ददाति हर्षोत्पुलकासु गद्गदम् उत्कंठ गायति रौति नृत्यति. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. One who is situated in devotional service is suddenly the controller of his senses. and thus he is a liberated person. When such a liberated person, the pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations for the performance of various pastimes, his hair stands on end on his body, tears fall from his eyes, and in his spiritual realization his voice falters. Sometimes he very openly dances, sometimes he sings loudly, and sometimes he cries, thus expresses his transcendental jubilation. The Lord's activities are uncommon. For example, when he appeared as Lord Ramchandra, he performed uncommon activities like breathing the ocean. Similarly, when Lord Krishna appeared, he raised the Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years of age. These are uncommon activities. Fools and rascals who are not in the transcendental position consider these uncommon activities of the Lord to be mythological. But when the pure devotee, the liberated person, hears about these uncommon activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes ecstatic and exhibits the symptoms of chanting, dancing and crying very loudly and jubilantly. This is the difference between devotee and a non-devotee. Chanting your holy name, O Lord, while chanting your holy name, O Lord, why these symptoms will be